Very welcome back to the programme. I'm joined on it now by musician Declan McTaggart, who is from Ardraw. You've been at this for a lot of time, since you were 14.
Yeah,
and you're
14
a young man still, yeah. Obviously, but that's when you started gigging.
That's when I started gigging.
Which is early for gigging.
Yeah, I was playing the guitar about 3 months, I think, and I went straight into it. I was terrible.
Really?
Oh,
but were you
very bad.
At the Christmas parties and birthdays, were you the young fella?
Yeah, I was dance, monkey
show?
Dance.
You were, yeah?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Okay, excellent. See how I picked that up?
Yeah, exactly.
But you cut your teeth, as you say. I mean, I presume those who listened to you back then wouldn't be as critical of yourself as you were. But great to start cutting your teeth, performing publicly at that age, I'm sure.
It was the best thing, you know, to learn my trade. But I skedaddled for about 8 years then, so they kind of forgot how bad it was when I came back, so it wasn't too bad.
You went down to Cork?
I was in, I went to Cork when I was
recently?
About 17, I think. And then I was there for about a year and a half. Then I moved over as far as Castle Gregory in Kerry. And then I was in Dingle.
And were you moving in musical circles down
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
so
that was
you
it.
were growing your repertoire, yeah. Your influences.
Basically, it was just to give it a go, to get, obviously, young man not being known. It was kind of, right, give it a go. And people were very, yeah, give them a go. And like that, once you get known, things start. So
yeah.
I went from there then, and for the last six winters, I went to Lanzarote. So it was kind of seasonal work, you know,
yeah.
So you move where it is.
You know it, look after yourself, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and there's quite a strong Irish contingent over in Lanzarote. Rory Gallagher's over there,
that's,
isn't
it? I got hooked up with all them. And then the lads in the Spinnaker Bar,
yeah.
Which would be from, they'd be from up Inch Island, up on Cranaway.
Right. Is that so, the Old Town area? Or?
Yeah, it was kind of between both.
Right.
Between both, it was all over the place, you know, so. It was grand. Every time I went over and back, it was, you get new bars, you know, new people, and it was fine.
Oh. Have you packed that in now?
I came
you
home.
You don't know yet?
I don't know. I'm saying nothing. I've come home because basically like that I was away all my basically adult life, and it was a case of coming home to make sure I wasn't written out of the will.
You know? Yeah. You have to get your feet on
that
table.
I get the feet on, yeah.
But at the same time, what a great way to be able to use something you love like music, you know, to make a living.
Yeah.
I presume you didn't come back with, you know, 25 grand in the bank after each winter. But it's a great way to be able to spend your life when you can.
Yeah, unfortunately the lifestyle is there as well.
Yeah, you're constantly on holidays.
I was going to be a doctor, but I found out I couldn't drink on the job, so I said it wasn't for me.
Okay, but not to begin with anyway. So I have in front of me an album. Because there's one thing gigging, there's one thing performing, there's one thing writing. When you then go decide to make an album, that's a different set of work. Is this your first album, or have you been releasing EPs? Or
No, that was basically my first proper album. There was, you know, little things thrown together in the house one time and that, but that was the proper one now. And that's been going pretty well. I've just mainly been selling it at my gigs, you know, so sure, it was a complete tourist trade down in Kerry, like, so. It's the album's got around, you know, so it's
around
good.
The place. Is there a mixture of covers? Some of the ones that, you know, that people want to hear every night, I'm sure, when you're gigging. Do you write as well?
I haven't developed that talent, unfortunately.
Or I think maybe you haven't developed the bottle to sing it publicly. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much both. I kind of focused on making sure I had a wide repertoire of stuff, you know, for so it was fine.
And I tell you, you know, when you're performing in tourism areas in Ireland and in Lanzarote, you have to pretty much be able to put your hand to everything, don't you? You know, you can't really say this is what I like.
Yeah,
listen to me.
You can't just have the 30 songs and go right.
Yeah.
I'm having my fun, you know.
So it forms your repertoire. Well, we'll chat a bit more. You're going to do two for us. What's the first piece you're going to do for us, Declan?
I might keep it fairly ballady. I might do Jimmy McCarthy wrote this song and Christy Moore covered it, The Contender.
Oh, brilliant.
A good Cork song. I learned
Fantastic.
It when I was in Cork.
Are those headphones all right for you?
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Declan McTaggart. From Ardraw and half the world with The Contender. Take it away, Declan.
When I was young and I was in my day, sitting still, what woman's heart there was away. I sing and dance until the morning, blaze until the dawning, long before it was man you see today. I was born beneath the star and promised all I could live my life between Cork Cove and York. But the wheel of fortune took me, highest point she shook me, by the bottom live, with the bottom I shall fall. There in the mirror on the wall, I see the dream is fading. From the contender to the roll, ring the roll, the matador is raving. When I die, I'll die drunk out on the street. You can count me out in ten and clear defeat. Wrap the starry flower around me, let the piper's air resound me. Then it rests until Lord of loving me. There in the mirror on the wall, I see the dream is fading. From the contender to the brawl, the ring, the roar, the matador is ready. Wrap the starry plow around me, piper's air around me, then it rests on sail, Lord of loving me.
Brilliant, Declan. Thank fair play to you. What do you see then, your musical future? What are you hoping to do?
I'm quite happy just gigging around the pub scenes, yeah. Just travelling around and you know, keeping the
head. You enjoy performing?
I do. That's kind of why I came home. I didn't for a long while because I was just doing it too much.
Yeah.
I was doing 6-7 nights a week the last 7 years and it was grand because I was only working nights, but
you can't keep the interest.
I put my voice through hell, to be honest. So it's nice being back. So I have a trip. I'm heading to Norway now on Thursday to do a few nights over there, and then I'm back. And you know, things are a bit quieter here, but I'm enjoying being home. It's hard to beat Donegal.
Well, we're heading towards the summer too, of course.
That's when
things pick up. It's seasonal here as much as anywhere else.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
but you know, you lose a bit of yourself, maybe, do you, when you sort of perform? And you're doing what other people want to hear all the time,
yeah.
And maybe not what you would like to do. So if you were, like, say, doing your gig, Declan, and you, for once in your life, stop worrying about entertaining people, what couple of songs, pick a couple of songs that you would love to bang out, either acoustically or with a big band, or...
It's kind of... I suppose I'm lucky in a way, like, my father was singing for years, and he kind of done all the... gigging all over the county as well, and it's fairly good. But
fairly good.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm not giving him any credit. That was a.
You came home for inheritance. You know that, don't you?
That was a deliberate abuse, sir. But yeah, so it was kind of. I grew up listening to Jim Reeves stuff,
yes.
And the country thing was kind of. It was there, but it was the ballads that was
caught you.
Was my thing, and I started off just gigging ballads, but then now I gig like late bars and stuff. So it's you do have to. To vary your stuff, so
yeah.
I enjoy everything, but I do enjoy singing the ballads. So I'm lucky at that. That is my
thing.
That is my.
And you're able to accompany yourself very well on the guitar too.
Yeah, well, we bluff away. Yeah,
you're doing all right. You're doing all right. So another tough gig off to Norway. Then how did you pull that one off?
Well, just from just through the years, I was offered a few different things by different people
that you couldn't
down
take
the country
up, probably,
that I couldn't take because you know you have to be here every certain night. But I came home and a lovely man called Brenton McKeever, he kind of organised it. And when he knew I was home and things were a bit quieter, so I said, why not?
Brilliant experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's just bring a nice big woolly jacket, it'll be fine.
Yeah, and I see in the back of your album there's a pint of Guinness, so I'm sure they saw that in Norway as well.
I'm pretty sure,
In fact, I can vouch for it. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's everywhere.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's been brilliant having you in. Do you gig up this side of the county or is it down the south or all over the shop?
Kind of all over, like that. Coming home, nobody knows me. Mm. Whereas I'm fairly well known down country and in Lanzarote, but coming back here, nobody.
Which
really
is a bit peculiar, isn't it, to be coming home and
nobody
like,
knows me. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just. So I'm back since November, but things are looking up. I'm kind of getting all over now. I'm Kilmacrenan, I'm Letterkenny and Bundoran and getting around now, thank God.
Brilliant, right, so what are you going to finish up with us, Declan?
Should we as well keep it country, I suppose.
Why not, yeah.
Keep it country.
Exactly. It'll not. It'll go down well with our listeners, of course. 086... what is our text line? We've changed it. Sorry about that, Declan. 086-60-25000 if you wish to give it a text. Call at 074-91-25000. A big hello to Declan McTaggart from John and James in Downstrands. Oh, you're going to be a roaring success.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so I'm Port Newman through and through. Okay. That's so, you know, Ardrath Parish, but Downstrands all the way.
You can't forget your roots, you know?
I can't forget my roots. I would be giving hell if I went home and didn't mention that.
All right, this is Declan McTaggart. And what are you going to do for us?
I'll do Speed of the Sound of Loneliness.
Oh, superb. Okay.
Greg, thanks very much for having me.
It's been
great. Thank you very much.
Take it away.
And you don't go home at all. What in the world has come over you? What in heaven have you done? Oh, and speak the sound of loneliness at the run and the beyond the run. Well, I got a heart burn with the fever. Got a word Angelus in mind. How can a love last forever? Yeah, let's so far behind. What in the world is come over you? What in heaven have you done? What can speak the sound of loneliness? At the run and the beyond the run, to mighty mean dreadful sorrow, last evil and the day. How can you ask about tomorrow when we ain't got what to say? So what in the world is gonna bother you? What in heaven have you done? Broken speed, the sound of loneliness. Rather run than to be on the run. What in the world has come over you? What in heaven have you done? Broken speed, the sound of loneliness. Rather run than to be on the run. Rather run and you'll be on the run.
Superb, Declan. Before I let you go, if people want to find out where you're gigging or get in contact with you for any other reason,
Facebook page.